Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say we are here now in chapter 2, Perek Bet here of season 6 of the Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. The mishnah elucidated is what we're using to go through each mishnah with a wonderful translation and commentary from the book family edition. Get yours today from artso.com to follow us along and to lead along and to learn along. Every chapter we start off with a phrase and we end with the phrase in Mirza Shembli Nender, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba, from Sanhedrin 10. All of Israel, all the Bnei Yisrael, all the Jews have a share in the world to come. Shenemar, as it says, Ve'amech Kulam Tzadikim, your people are all righteous. L'Olam Yirshu Aretz, they shall inherit the land forever. Not Netzer Mata'ai, they are the branch of my planting, Ma'aseh Yadayla Hispe'er, my handiwork in which to take pride. I find this very interesting, that this phrase that we're starting, this chapter, this parak, this week, we're in Parshas Noach Ish Tzadik Haya Tamim B'Dorosav. How it talks about in the beginning of the Parsha, Noach was a tzaddik, and there's a famous song that was recently sung by Benny Friedman when we went to a special carnival. Every Jew is a big tzaddik, Noach was a big tzaddik. Interesting how Hashem considers us all tzaddik, and we all have the ability to grab that portion, to grab that land in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. As long as we do our portion, we do our ability, we do our capability to try to grab it. Do your mitzvahs, do your chesed, do your Torah learning every single day in order that you can also grab that planting, that handiwork from Hashem in the land to come within all of our days. Let's look at Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph, chapter 2, paragraph 1. Rabbi Omer, and we read the Hebrew first, then the English, and then we look at the notes, the commentary. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, So let's look at the different phrases, the different translations, and then the notes accompanying that. So Rebbe says, who is Rebbe? Rebbe refers to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the son and successor of Shimon ben Gamliel, mentioned in the previous Mishnah. He's often called Rebbe, my teacher, since he was the one who put together the Mishnah and spent his life teaching it to the people, as Rambam in the introduction to Mishnah points out. So what is the proper path of character development that a person should come and choose for himself? In becoming a better person, the notes point out, it is important for one to find a balance between what is good for him and what is good for others. For example, someone who keeps all of his money for himself and gives no charity will certainly have a lot of wealth, but nobody will praise him since he is so stingy. On the other hand, if a person gives away all of his money, he will be loved by the poor, but eventually will become poor himself. The ideal approach to charity is to give a proper amount to the poor, which will earn him the praise of others, but keep enough money to support himself. So too, with all the other traits, a person must avoid extremes and stick to the middle of the road, as Rav points out. Be as careful with how you carry out a minor mitzvah, quote-unquote, just as you are careful with a major mitzvah, quote-unquote. The notes point out a minor mitzvah is one which in people's eyes seems like a relatively unimportant positive mitzvah. Positive commandment, for example, Shiloh HaKin, sending away the mother to take the eggs. For example, a major mitzvah is one that people consider more important. For example, tefillin or tzitzis. We don't know what the actual reward is given for the different mitzvahs. Since you do not know the reward given for the different mitzvahs, make sure to be careful with all of them. The Torah does not tell us, the notes point out, the reward for positive commandments in contrast to the negative commandments whose punishments are written clearly in the Torah. Since we do not know which commandments are more important than others, we must perform all of them with equal enthusiasm, as Rav Rabbeinu Yonah points out, and calculate the cost of a mitzvah against its reward and the reward of a sin against its cost. Notes point out the cost, quote-unquote, of a mitzvah is the money we must spend in order to fulfill it. A person should not avoid doing a mitzvah just because it is expensive, since the reward we get, whether in this world or the next world, will far outweigh the cost, Rav points out. Similarly, the reward, quote-unquote, of a sin is the enjoyment we get from doing it. A person should carefully consider whether this small pleasure is worth the cost of punishment and suffering that comes to those who do not keep the Torah's laws, as Rav points out. And think about three things you will not come to sin. Although the mission writes Hestaka, look, the notes point out, what it means is that man should think about the following three ideas to keep from sinning, from the Tosfos Yom Tov points out. Know what is above you, an eye that sees and an ear that hears. Meaning, the notes say that the man must keep in mind that there is a God in heaven who is interested and involved in everything that happens in this world. Rebbe divides this idea into two parts, that God first of all watches from afar everything that man does, and second, that God listens up close to every word that man says, as Rebbe Yonah points out. So know what is above you, the eye that sees, the ear that hears, and all of your deeds are written in a book. The notes say, moreover, all of man's actions are recorded in heaven so that each deed can either be rewarded or punished. As Rebbe Yonah points out, now God does not literally have an eye to see with, or an ear to hear with, or a giant book with which to write down our actions. All of these are expressions used by the sages to help us understand that everything we do and say is noted by God and will not be forgotten, as Rebbe Yonah points out. So remember, for the proper path that a person should choose, what's benefit for him and earns himself praise from others, doing things in the middle way, not losing too much money for yourself and not giving away too much money and not giving too little, that proper middle path. Be careful how you carry out all mitzvahs, minor and major. We don't know the different rewards many times. Calculate the cost and the element and the reward and the punishment involved in mitzvahs versus averos. Understand that there's an eye, an ear, and a book in front of you always. So hopefully you could guide yourself in your days in many different ways to do good and to avoid that which is not good. Join us next time talking about the idea in the next mission about how Talmud Torah with Derech Eretz, Torah study with a job, is really the key way to go about things in life, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.